Well, the Donald Trump administration is pledging a plan of bilateral trade negotiations with individual countries. But Politico speculates his latest move may hinder negotiations. President Trump removed the U.S. from the Paris Climate Accord last week, joining just Nicaragua and Syria as the only nations not to sign that pact. Politico says the withdrawal sets up the potential for other countries to use Trump's decision as a reason not to cooperate with him on other negotiations, including trade, or to implement tariffs in retaliation. Beyond sharply refusing to negotiate, trading partners could also take steps to hit U.S. products with a so-called carbon tariff, a levy that would increase the cost of American goods to offset the fact that U.S. manufacturers could make products more cheaply because they'd not have to abide by Paris climate goals. U.S. Senate Democrat Ron Wyden of Oregon says by leaving the Paris Agreement, the Trump administration is putting a bullseye on American exporters and the jobs that they support. While Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue offered his thoughts on President Donald Trump withdrawing from the U.S., from the Paris Climate Accord, Perdue, nominated by Trump in January, confirmed by the Senate in April, says Trump has rightly determined that the Paris Accord was not in the best interest of the United States. Perdue says the agreement would cost the U.S. economy trillions of dollars and millions of jobs. Business Insider reports that the U.S. is the world's second largest carbon emitter after China. The publication also says that most greenhouse gases come from burning fossil fuels like oil, coal, and natural gas. But they also come from using fertilizer, raising livestock, and maintaining landfills. Perdue said the Paris Accord would have a negligible impact on world temperatures. He says Earth's climate has been changing since the planet was formed, and that the U.S. Department of Agriculture remains firmly committed to digging ever deeper into research to develop better methods of agricultural production in that changing climate. While a recent study says any rollback of Obama-era moves to normalize relations with Cuba will harm U.S. agriculture, the study by Engage Cuba, a coalition of private companies seeking an end to the Cuba embargo, says any new regulations on exporting agricultural commodities to Cuba could cost $1.5 billion and affect 2,200 U.S. jobs. That's on top of the estimated $6.6 billion economic impact and near 13,000 jobs on the line. Well, we'll take a break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk beef. That's next.